quality of life care for children with brain tumours. Many people don't realise that palliative care can be best described as quality of life care. Children with life-threatening conditions, that is, where there's a possibility the tumour can't be cured, such as a brain tumour, can benefit from palliative care even when the expectation is that they may survive the tumour. The word palliative comes from the Latin verb palliare, which means to cloak. Palliative care treats the symptoms caused by the brain tumour, not the brain tumour itself. The goal of palliative care is to promote well-being and improve the quality of life during the challenging journey of serious illness. The palliative care team support the whole family. Many families who access palliative care wish that they'd accepted a referral to palliative care earlier in their journey. A group of parents who worked on the Paediatric Palliative Care National Action Plan with Palliative Care Australia shared this. "We wish we had understood the true and life-changing impact of paediatric palliative care earlier on in our journey. In its truest essence, paediatric palliative care is about living, supporting, empowering, and embracing the child and family. Paediatric palliative care isn't just about dying, it's about living." Paediatric palliative care goes beyond solely focusing on the disease process, bringing in aspects such as improving the overall quality of life, preserving dignity, and addressing the suffering of seriously ill children in a way that aligns with family values, culture, and community. Many children with brain tumours can benefit from receiving both cancer-directed treatments and palliative care services at the same time. You may be referred to the Paediatric Palliative Care Service at any time during your child's treatment to help manage symptoms. The benefits of palliative care are that it promotes interdisciplinary care and collaboration, with a focus on addressing the medical and psycho-emotional needs of the family. It offers assistance in various ways, including attending to social, emotional, and spiritual needs, alleviating physical and psychological symptoms, addressing grief, including anticipatory grief, which is the intense sadness over a possible future loss, accessing medical equipment, ensuring continuity of care regardless of the treatment location, assisting in making difficult decisions and care planning, optimizing communication and coordination of services, and supporting the whole family through the care process. Goals of care and making difficult decisions. The diagnosis of a brain tumour brings the possibility of death into people's minds. Usually, families and healthcare providers start with the hope of a cure. Adding in the support of a palliative care team does not extinguish or diminish this hope. The concept of parallel planning refers to planning for a cure alongside a plan for the possibility that the tumour can't be cured. It highlights that it can be helpful to have several plans. Plan A may be what you hope for your child if the best possible scenario comes true. Plan B may involve thinking about what is most important to your child and family if there are uncertainties about your child's condition over the next few months or weeks. Planning for different outcomes doesn't make any of them come true, but just helps you feel better prepared. Families usually feel overwhelmed at the thought of this planning. This is the time when your support networks and the palliative care team can be of great comfort, helping you to clarify and articulate what is important to your family. You may have goals for the care of your child and also goals for experiences in life you want your child and family to experience. Palliative care is about incorporating your goals into the treatment plan and optimizing comfort and holistic quality of life. Having these goals discussed and recorded can help in making treatment decisions, particularly at times when you feel overwhelmed. With decisions you're faced with, you can reflect on which decision is most aligned with the goals and values of your family. An example of this would be a family that chooses a comfort focus in the treatment of breathing problems, deciding that admission to an intensive care unit or being placed on a breathing machine would not be something that achieves their goals of being in their own space and together. Advanced care planning is the term used for planning relating to the possibility of death. These are a communication tool rather than a legal document. There are advanced care planning tools for children called My Wishes and for adolescents and young adults called Voicing My Choices. These documents step through discussing how your child or young person wants to be treated and can be accessed through the hospital palliative care team. This is different to an advanced care directive, which is a legal document that outlines medical decisions, such as do not resuscitate orders. Those are also sometimes required to make sure that children receive care at the end of life, which is in line with the family's goals and values. Including the palliative care team in the care of your child, even when your child doesn't have a terminal diagnosis, can build positive relationships between your healthcare team, you, and your family. This alliance aims to bring the best possible treatment for your child while optimising comfort and quality of life.